JP Shadrick, John Osier. Our thanks to Gus Bradley. He's running around the media center. He's about to jump on with the CBS Sports guys behind us.
Kind of down today, Gus.
Yeah,
kind of lethargic.
You know, he's got to really bring some more energy, okay?
He misses coffee this morning, evidently.
Apparently so. No, and this is always a good day for him just to get back out in the in a national scene. It doesn't happen a lot in Jacksonville, just the way the team has gone the last few years. So, but the response is always positive when he's out in that
match. Well, and I asked him a little bit, you know, he's always so intent on knowing what he wants his message to be and knowing where he's at in the process that he's involved with, which is building the Jaguars. And I think he realizes that when he says next step, fans want to hear what does next step mean. Well, they want next step to mean more wins, and everybody does, and he does too. And he's also very conscious of making sure that the players are still hearing the message that he wants them to hear and that they stay on track in the way he's wanting to build. So I think it's a little bit of a balance this year. I mean, he's talking about next step, and players realize they have to win more. So the challenge that he's got is, okay, let's accomplish that goal, but let's not start sending mixed messages where people are going, well, what are we doing? What's he saying?
Right.
So I think that's where he is. And interesting to hear him talk about free agency. The next couple of weeks, early March, very interesting times for this franchise.
And from everything you hear, it sounds like the Jags are going to be very, very busy in the first few days of free agency with all that, the most money to spend of every
cash
team.
Money, baby.
Seeing those reports all over. So it'll be a busy week. That second week of March coming up. We'll have all the coverage of that, of course, right here on Jaguars.com as well. So far today, Ray Farmer, Browns GM, spoke earlier today. It was his first real public press conference since the texting scandal, and he took responsibility for it today and apologized to the owner and is expecting some type of something from the league. He wouldn't say what. Doesn't want to throw it out there. Probably won't be good, though.
Yeah.
But that was his first. That was probably the biggest press conference this morning was that.
Right.
Some others have spoken as well. Tom Coughlin was going right after Gus Bradley today. Elway's a little later today. Dan Quinn's first comments nationally is the Atlanta Falcons head coach.
And the big splash news will be this afternoon when the quarterbacks come
in. That's right.
I mean, that'll be what people are talking about. As we said before, I don't really expect there to be a whole lot of movement in terms of, oh, wow, Jameis Winston. They'll both be asked, guess what? Should you be the top pick in the draft? And they'll both say yes. And they'll both be asked where they're visiting and or who they're talking to, and they'll both say everybody.
Right.
And then we'll sort of move on, and you hear a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. And I expect after the combine, neither one of these guys, I don't think, can change their stock very much. I think they both are what they are. And the big news today, I think, is will they both throw? We'll see.
Yeah, the question is still out for one of those two. Mariota said he's going to throw, but Winston's the question.
Yeah, and I think might be some drama there. I mean, they might know that he needs something to say in this room today. That'll be the story. So good for him. Good for him giving us a story. That's what he's all about, right?
Thank you, James. We appreciate
that's
it.
That's right.
It's something to write about today. Well done, John.
Thank you, JP.
Season tickets. Get them now. Get more in 2015. Become a Jag season ticket member and get access to amazing benefits 365 days a year. Visit Jaguars.com or call 633-2000 right now and speak to a representative. Our thanks to head coach Gus Bradley for joining us live in Indianapolis today. John Osier as well, Jaguars.com senior writer, has a busy day already and a busy day ahead. Dave DeCandis, Patrick Cavanaugh here on site, all the guys back at the stadium in Jacksonville. For everyone involved, this is JP Shadrick. Thank you for watching Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank from Lucas Oil Stadium.